Thank you. Now, June the 12th, a red letter day in Irish sport. On this day in 1988, Ireland beat England in their first game at a major football tournament in Germany, Euro 88. Tonight, June the 12th, an Irish relay team go for an unprecedented third gold medal at the European Athletics Championships, the women's 4x400 relay. They've already won the mixed event. Two of that team, Rashida Adeleke and Charlene Maudsley, race tonight too. It's at around 8:05. It's on RTE2 television. Dervla O'Rourke will be on duty in the sports studios downstairs from here. She's a three-time Olympian and former world indoor champion. Afternoon again, Dervla.
Hi, how are you?
Are we going to win?
We've got a very good chance, which is really exciting, isn't it? We've never gone into a major championship with such a big chance in a women's relay. And I think once you bring in the firepower that is Rashida Adeleke tonight, I think that puts you right up in there in the mix for gold. But the Dutch will definitely be looking for a little bit of revenge. You know, we saw them on Friday night in the mixed relay, kind of going head to head with the Irish, and the Dutch ended up being really disappointed not to win that gold medal. So now their women are definitely out for the gold tonight, and they want to take that off the Irish. So it's going to be incredibly tight but unbelievably exciting. And it's just how much running have the girls got left in their legs? You know, it's been a busy few days, but they've been phenomenal so far, and I reckon they can pull it off.
Is Rashida definitely going to run?
I believe so. We don't have the final team sheet. I think that is the plan. I'd be surprised if we didn't see her coming out and running. You know, she does. She loves relays. She's done a lot of relays when she's been in America in college. So she's really experienced in that area. And it's kind of like one last dance to finish off this championship, yes, which has been incredibly successful for her. And I know she would probably be very excited at the idea of getting on the plane with another medal. Going home with three medals is fairly unprecedented after that super silver in the individual 400 as well.
I heard her talking in some of the interviews that she gave, some great interviews after her silver medal the other night. She was talking about her training regime, and that all the focus of her and her coach, who I gather is still in the US at the moment, he hasn't travelled for the event, is on the Olympics. That there was no tapering, as in sort of calming down ahead of the Europeans, that she's still training for the Olympics while she's at the Europeans.
Yeah, so Rashida's coach is Coach Flo, and he's in Texas, and he is over there at the moment because they've had a really big meet with the Collegiate Championships on. But I believe his son has been there with her at the European, so she's had a bit of coaching support from that angle while he's so far away. But yeah, she's been saying they haven't tapered down much. Now they would have done a little bit, but you know, for Coach Flo, he knows that his main job at Rashida Adeleke is to have her on the start line ready to fight for a medal in the individual final in Paris. So everything would be with an eye to Paris. And it's funny, Rashida's so honest that if it was even in any way not true, she just wouldn't say it. So I do believe she's training quite hard. I know she did some hard training sessions last week, and that does definitely make it a little bit more exciting about Paris. But I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure for her coming into that, so we have to kind of calm our expectations a tiny bit, but it is hard.
My goodness, three finals and training for the Olympics all in the same week. Do we know what order the girls are going to go in tonight? Will Charlene Maudsley lead them home again?
I'd imagine so. Charlene Maudsley is so comfortable on that final leg, and it's a role she's really grown into. And when you're on a relay like that, like if you find your niche and the thing that makes you feel really comfortable and really confident, and I think she feels like once you put a baton in her hand, there's nobody in the world she can't either chase down or hold off for hopefully a gold, maybe a silver, who knows. And I'd imagine we'll see Charlene bringing it home. I'd imagine Rashida, if she's lining up, will be in second, and then the other two will just have to wait and see. Probably Sophie Becker leading it out, who, to be honest, did really well as well. Like, we've had three Irish women in the top 12 here, and Sophie Becker did really well. So, you know, she gets a little bit forgotten because the girls have been so exciting, but it's who's the fourth, and we don't quite know yet. But
Phil
they
Healy
do
or Lauren
very
Cadden?
Strong. Yeah, Phil Healy or Lauren Cadden, like that's the debate. You know, Phil Healy has been a brilliant servant to Irish athletics for years, and she's had a tough few years. So it just depends on how she's recovered. She ran an individual 200. She's run that 4x4 heat, and it just, let's see health-wise how she's feeling, because that hasn't been easy for her. And Lauren Cadden is young, has just moved up. She's seen the opportunity in women's 400 metre running and mixed relay in the country. So she's a youngster chasing a ticket for Paris, and she wants to show the selectors that, you know, they shouldn't leave her at home.
Round about 8:05 this evening, RT2 television. Can't wait. Dervla, thanks for speaking to us again.